is doing well today, and we have several announcements. First of all, we have our prayer updates. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes I've expressed it to some of you. Sometimes I feel like Satan is just attacking us, you know, as individuals in a congregation. First of all, Jeanette. You know, we have awesome organists, very committed people. Jeanette is here, and she broke her arm yesterday. So she's going to be playing the organ one-handed this morning. If there are a few mistakes, you know why. And if she has to pause during a song, we'll just keep on going. Let's see. So we want to pray for Jeanette. For August, Perky, he went back into the ICU. You remember he had open heart surgery, and that was successful. But now he has COVID, so he's back in ICU. Jeanette Seaman is in, it says Cox, no, she's actually in Mercy Hospital. We found out differently, Mercy Hospital in Springfield. Trudy. You can see Trudy in one of these slings as well. She fell and hurt, tore, or broke things in her shoulder.
Yeah, it's broken.
Okay, so she broke. And Zena is not here this morning because of some health issues. Cheryl's not here this morning because of some health issues. And so, wow, we just got a lot of people to pray about, okay? Other announcements as well. Those of you who have the Higher Things Reflection devotional booklets, they're underneath the TV. Junior Confirmation class is leaving today at 11:30. Janie, would you please come forward? And we have Oktoberfest coming up on the 15th. But Jane has something to say. Yeah. We want you on the microphone.
So, as you all know, we're having the Sunday school renovation starting this Tuesday. The rooms back there are going to be painted. And we still need some help getting stuff out of there. All the LWML stuff has got to be moved out of the back corner. The shelves in the Sunday school office, which is the first door on the right when you walk in back there, all those shelves have got to come out. They're empty, but they need to be moved. The refrigerator needs to be moved out from the wall. The bulletin boards in that Sunday school office need to be taken down before Tuesday. The pew that's in the main area and some of that other stuff, you'll be able to cover with plastic cloths. But other than that, that stuff needs to be done, and I'm enlisting some of you to come and help, please. Maybe after church real quick or sometime tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to take to get the bulletin boards down off that Sunday school office wall. I'm screwed up, but that'll work. Look at my list. Take down the curtains. I'll take care of that. But those are the things we could use a little help with for some strong people. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you can help with that, please do it. And just keep in mind that we're going to have a mess around here for, I think, 2 weeks. So, and then we'll get back to normal. All right. Thanks a lot, Jane. Everyone's invited to New Horizons free concert that's coming up September 30th at 6 p.m. It's going to be outdoors. Feel free to invite your friends and family to that. And I think that will do it. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, right? We're out of that. We're gathered together as the people of God to hear His word, to receive His sacrament, to pray, praise, and give thanks. And so let's do that with a pure heart, undivided unto our Lord.
Thank you.
since we're gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, at his command in his stead, I therefore forgive your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day.
For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, steadfast love to all who call upon you.
Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day.
For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you.
Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The reading this morning is from Acts chapter 7. Stephen has been brought before the Sanhedrin. He gives a long speech in which he recounts the history of God's people. Abraham was called by God to go to the Holy Land, and God told him that the Hebrews will be slaves in Egypt and then delivered. He recounts how the brothers of Joseph were jealous of him and sold him into slavery. Then he tells of Moses and how even Moses was rejected by some of the people. This Moses, whom they disowned, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" is the one whom God sent to be both a ruler and a deliverer with the help of the angel who appeared to him in the thorn bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is the Moses who said to the sons of Israel, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren." This is the one who was in the congregation in the wilderness together with the angel who was speaking to him on Mount Sinai, and who was with our fathers, and he received living oracles to pass on to you. Our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, but repudiated him, and in their hearts turned back to Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make for us gods who will go before us, for this Moses who led us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what happened to him." At that time they made a calf and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and were rejoicing in the works of their hands. But God turned away and delivered them up to serve the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, It was not to me that you offered victims and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, was it, O house of Israel? You also took along the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of the god Rampah, the images which you made to worship. I will also remove you beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness, just as he who spoke to Moses directed him to make it according to the pattern which he had seen. And having preceded in their turn, our fathers brought it in with Joshua upon dispossessing the nations whom God drove out before our fathers until the time of David. David found favor in God's sight and asked that he might find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built a house for him. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands, as the prophet said, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is the footstool of my feet. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what place is there for my repose? Was it not my hand which made all these things? You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained by angels, and yet did not keep it." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier. The bearers stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all. And they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us. God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess, I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
They were arrested in Pakistan. A Muslim man had filed a complaint against them because there were pages of the Quran scattered near their home. And the complaint, as it's received by the police, has the risk of life imprisonment if they're found guilty of putting and tearing out the pages of the Quran. The complaint in those like it is so severe in the country that these blasphemy laws have been called a gradual genocide. Interesting, there's another couple with the same last name that ran across, so I assume that they're related. They were in jail for 3 years for blasphemy charges. They were released in 2022. Mob had come and torched their home based on rumors that had been spread. The police arrested the Christian couple. Nobody who burned their home down was arrested. If you're a Christian in Pakistan and someone wants to hurt you, well, it isn't that hard to do. You just spread accusations. You spread rumors. So this Christian family spoke against Muhammad, the false prophet, by the way. And whether it's true or not, the accusation stands. Or you tell your local imam that you saw a Christian kid defacing a Quran or tearing apart its pages, and then there is plenty of trouble to be had. When you do that, then churches are burned down, Christian homes are burned down, and Christians at times are also killed. Such was the case. This is the type of thing that's going on. In Acts chapter 6 that we heard last Sunday, remember, we were reading about the seven deacons that were chosen by the church. Stephen was one of those deacons, prominent among them, in order to make sure that the Jewish Christian widows were being taken care of by the offerings given to the church. The deacons, by the way, in the New Testament, are not the same as what some churches call deacons today, because they were not in word and sacrament ministry. They were not ordained, but they were certainly commissioned, and they were doing other tasks within the body of the church in service to the people. But even as a deacon, as a layperson, Stephen was really strong in the Word. Right? You don't have to be clergy to be strong in the Word. Would that every single one of us would know our Bibles backwards and forwards and be not just knowledgeable in it, but wise in it. That was the case with Stephen. And so his fellow Jews that he was speaking to could not endure the wisdom that he had from the Scriptures as he proclaimed Jesus Christ and he was doing his witnessing. And so they decided, the synagogue, some from the synagogue of the freedmen, that they were going to get Stephen. And so they put up false charges against him. But Stephen is speaking against God and Moses. He's speaking against the law of God and the temple of God. So those four things. And folks, when you do that in that culture, in that society, that means they're out for blood. They're out to kill Stephen. And that leads into chapter 7 today. We heard a good portion of it. Stephen is before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. We'll pick up in the sermon.